I remember the kindness of others, and I forget my own. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I remember the kindness of others, and I forget my own. Ooh, would that be a lovely world if that were always true? If it were always true that we forget our own kindnesses, you know? And maybe it's easy to forget them because we don't do many of them. Now, I have asked my students and friends and what have you to keep a book of their blessings for the day. Now, it's not a matter that they should read that book over later and say, my goodness, I had a lot of blessings. But it's a matter of making yourself be aware of the blessings that you're having today. Making yourself be aware that life is pretty wonderful, that you are having many wonderful things happening to you and about you and for you and with you and to you. It's really something very outstanding and exceptional. But the thing is, we don't consider that. We don't think about that. We're constantly thinking about what we're going to do for others and how we're going to do something for others and how we're going to get responses from them and a thank you and so forth for whatever we've done. And, boy, that's a poor man's route, you know. Because when you want thanks for something you have done, you can be sure the other person will not appreciate your gift as much as you appreciated what the gift was when you gave it. You might give somebody your old pair of shoes because they don't have any shoes and their feet are big and just like yours, and you haven't got any big shoes new to give them, so you give them a pair of your regular shoes, your old shoes, and they fit them perfectly and they're able to walk comfortably and they got, you know, years of life left in them. And they say, thanks, appreciate that. And you say, my God, you should be overwhelmingly thanked, so, because you had no shoes before. You were going around bare. Hey, I didn't mind going barefoot. I didn't mind that at all. Well, you should be thankful anyhow, because I gave you my old shoes. Well, if it means that much to you, take them back, please. I thank you very much for thinking of me, but I don't want to be beholden to somebody for something, especially not an old pair of shoes, you know. I can find those in the dumpster, and I have whenever I chose to find them there. But, you see, we deserve the kind of response we get when we ask for too much praise in our thought, in our actions, in our attitudes, in our way of presenting the gift. Here, this is my treasured second pair of shoes. I will give them to you because I know they'll fit you, and I know that you don't have any shoes. And the person says to you, thank you so much. Actually, I prefer to go barefoot. My feet are all toughened up and I feel just wonderful going barefoot. I'm really very happy that way. But you should like that I gave you my shoes. Well, thank you very much. But why are you pushing the subject, you know? And we do that. We do that far too often in far too many ways. We do a little gesture, and we want someone to say thank you. Now, Sylvia goes into Ingeborg's office and brings her a disc that Ingeborg's been waiting for. And she puts it on the table next to Ingeborg and says, here's the disc you've been waiting for. Make sure that Ingeborg knew what that disc was, because it said what it was on it, but not necessarily that she'd remember. And so Ingeborg looks up and says, okay. Yeah. And so then Ingeborg has to take a note into Sylvia, because Sylvia was on the phone and Ellen called on Ingeborg's phone and gave her a message and said, please take this into Sylvia. So Ingeborg takes the note into Sylvia and she shows it to Sylvia, and Sylvia's very busy on the phone, not really paying attention. She puts it in her hand, so she's sure to have it, you know. And Sylvia doesn't even say thank you. She doesn't even say by your leave or anything else like that. She just accepts it in her hand and she goes on talking on the phone with whatever busy conversation she has going. Now, you see, when we think we have to have feedback, when we think someone has to say thank you for something we have given them, then we're in trouble. When we think that someone has to say thank you for bringing us information or whatever, we're in trouble. If we say it because we're a generous heart, super, you know, thanks Ingeborg,
Yes.
I'll depend on you to bring it in. Thank you. And thanks, Sylvia. Appreciate that. You're so thoughtful, Sylvia. You know, but those words come like poison from their tongue when they have to say it, because they're not used to saying that thank you to someone close to them. Ingeborg and Sylvia have been living together now for, 20 years or so? And they're like sisters living together. And sisters living together oftentimes can get tired of each other and can get, quixotic with each other in a negative way, and that's not necessarily a happy time. But we see Sylvia and Ingeborg as the best of buddies, realizing that if anybody tried to hurt their sister, they'd be the first to defend them. You know, anybody tried to hurt their dear friend, they'd be the first to stand up for them and say, "You watch it now. Don't you dare lay a hand on that woman. Never in your lifetime." And so that's what Sylvia would do, and that's what Ingeborg would do to each other. But you see, they want to get to that point where it doesn't have to be so terrible, so strident, so perilous. You know, they want to get to that point where it's just a loving point in their everyday action. So, you see, this is what it's all about. I remember the kindness of others, and I forget my own. When you remember your own kindnesses so much that you need to be remembered of them, reminded of them, then you have the problem. So, with the book of blessings, the blessing might be, "Oh, Sylvia brought me this wonderful bouquet of flowers. She was out in the yard and she picked these flowers and brought them in. She didn't take any to her desk. She didn't give any to Ellen or Herb, but she brought them to me." And Ingeborg thinks to herself, "Well, what a wonderful thing to do, you know?" And she is wordless when she looks at Sylvia, and she has that physical look on her face. "What do you want?" You know, but no, you see, as this happens more and more often, that physical look goes away, that dubiousness goes away, and the sense of, "Well, thank you very much, you know, you're very lovely." And then you too start doing the same little remembrances with things that are important to you. And you see, the more we do of them, the happier we are. The more we do of them, the more fulfilled we are. And it takes practice, but the thing is, the keeping a book of your blessings during the day reminds you of all the wonderful blessings you had. Now, Ellen had a blessing today. She was going to do some work this afternoon, and she picked up the book on Holosync, and she started reading in it, and she just couldn't put it down. And so she had to read it for a while, and she finally got through it a little further. But you see, it's a beautiful thing to take moments for yourself. So Ellen gave a gift to herself. And now, Ellen, did you say thank you to yourself? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But you just sort of giggled and said, "That's nice, you know." But you see, thank you can be said in many ways. Thank you can be said. When a child gives a mother a bouquet of flowers, the mother doesn't say, "Oh, sweetheart, that's so beautiful. Oh, sweet, oh, sweet." She just leans over and kisses her daughter on the head and says, "Thank you." And she takes the flowers and puts them in water, you know. You know, life is so filled with exciting adventures, with exciting times for all of us, that it's up to us to begin now to start remembering them. Now, give so many things to other people. I don't mean objects, but give so many kind words, so many thoughtful thoughts. Just thoughts are kindness too. Give kind thoughts, give kind actions, give kind whatever you do. And then immediately what? Forget it.
Okay.
Immediately forget it. Because if you remember you do that, then you're in trouble. You see, it says here, "I remember the kindness that of others, and I forget my own." So we forget our own kindness, and when we do that, then our kindness becomes second nature to us. It becomes just a wonderful, flowing, beautiful experience, and we feel so magnificent in every possible way. You know, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Now, are you ready and willing and able to live in a world of your kindness where you can't remember one kindness to the next? You know? Do you remember how many times you said, I love you to someone? And you could probably count it on your fingertips, you know? Do you remember how many times you said, I can't stand you? You could probably count it on the pages of the dictionary, yeah?
Never.
No, never, that's good. But let's just remember all the blessings others do for us and be thankful about them, but be not concerned one little bit about the things we do for others. Just do for others in a gentle, loving way and give, 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 right? Give, 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 give. And when you do that, you are so happy. When you do that, you are so wonderful. I was just talking to Rex over here as he came over to get a little love, and he got the love. Now he's going back to his post of looking out the door and watching the rabbits that gather on the lawn, and they're there, and eat our grass out there. They find that the grass that we raised in front of the monastery here is some of the most succulent grass on the property, and they're here to take their share. There's no fence to keep them out. And so we say, enjoy, rabbit, enjoy. And today I let Rex get to know a salamander, a lizard, a big lizard, maybe about 18 inches long. And I hadn't seen one that big around here for quite a while. So he was right by our back door at the Hermitage. And I said, Rex, look, because Rex is chasing the lizards constantly because they're out of his reach. They cannot get to there. On top of the roof, they're on top of the netting and so forth, and you just can't get to him. So here he is on the ground, and Rex looks at me. I said, Rex, look over there. And he's looking at me. And so I say, look, Rex, over here. And I put my hand over it, and finally his eyes catch the lizard lying there, just waiting to say hello. And so then Rex goes over and says hello to the lizard, and the lizard says, nice to meet you. And then he runs behind Rex's watering bowl. Well, Rex felt he shouldn't be back there, so he chased him away from the watering bowl, and the lizard ran behind the mat, and then he ran behind the watering bowl. And then finally he just laid there right out in the open, just curled up as calm as you could be, and Rex looked down at him and said, hey, it's nice to know you. I was just trying to say hello. And the lizard said, thank you, I accept. And then I took Rex with me up to the house at the monastery for dinner time. But you see, even dogs do lovely things. Now, why didn't Rex try to kill the lizard? Because he's really not interested in killing animals. He'll catch baby rabbits and stuff and bring them home, and he will carry them for longest ways and have them in his mouth. And they're still just as happy as they were before. He may drop them a couple of times in the water or in the field or something, and when he brings them home, they may be a little bit full of sand, but we wash that off. And then they go about their business. And Rex does this even now. He's running along the path with me, and he goes into a rabbit hutch, and he finds a baby rabbit and brings him out, shows him to me. And I say, Rex, put him down. Let him go home to his mommy. And Rex says, aw, okay. So he lets him go home. And he's learning to do that. He's learning to do that very nicely. But you see, this is part of training. Training him to say, hey, this is mine, this is yours. No, 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 no. Everything is mine. And so I love it, I bless it, and I allow it to live and have a happy life. See, these are things that each one of us want to do. These are things that each one of us want to say, because that's part of the game of life. I remember the kindnesses of others, and I forget my own. I've dwelt mostly on my own. But the kindnesses of others, well, I think too, they would just as soon forget that they gave them to you, because otherwise they'll feel obligated to give you more. And you want them to give you more because that's their nature. And that's their loving nature. So now, Ingeborg makes a cup of tea for herself, and she makes one for Sylvia, and takes it into Sylvia. Sylvia makes a bag of popcorn for herself, and she makes half of it and takes it over to Ingeborg. And they do these things back and forth, and they just have a great old time enjoying, sharing, and giving, and being. And each one says, oh, nothing, no problem. Enjoy doing it. Thank you. No problem. glad to do it. I was just making it for myself, and I don't want any tea. That's okay, just leave it there. You know, if you don't want it, don't drink it, you know. But accept it, and that's it. You can dump it out in the toilet later if you wish, but accept it. And Ingeborg says, I don't want any popcorn. And so he says, well, I made it just for you with lots of butter and lots of salt and lots of good stuff that you just love in a popcorn. And Ingeborg says, yep, thank you. And you see, once you take one kernel, you can't stop until
that's
they're
the
done.
Point.
You can't stop until they're done. That's why popcorn is so fantastic. I would like to think popcorn was low on the calorie list. Is that right?
Yeah, without butter, yeah.
Yeah, without butter and without salt. So. But with the butter, how high is it on the calorie list? We should know that. Well, I mean, you know, buttered popcorn sometimes comes that way.
Yeah.
You know, but isn't life wonderful? I tell you. I remember the kindnesses of others and I forget my own. So have a lovely evening and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.